Canada's prescription drugs are cheaper in part because its government has cost controls and doesn't allow advertising. Wisconsin would like to get its drugs cheaper. Drugs it buys for Medicaid and senior care programs, prison inmates, and state employees. With that in mind, Governor Doyle met with a representative for Canadian pharmacies.
So we're talking about over $700 million that is going out for prescription drugs. We are dealing, obviously, as we know, in very, very difficult budget times. And while we have had to make serious cuts in programs and have had to not make, we've had to refrain from investments in some other very important areas that we want to make, education and so on, the possibility of being able to significantly reduce prescription drug costs for us as a state is something that we have to look at very, very carefully.
As for safety concerns about Canadian drugs mounted when FDA officials visited Wisconsin a day ago, Canadian pharmacy rep David Mackay says they're baseless.
These are bona fide Canadian pharmacies that do business not only with the U.S. across the border, but also been providing medications to Canadians. And Canadians have not been dropping dead. We certainly don't intend to harm the American public.
Governor Doyle says he just wants the FDA and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services to work with states.
The problem is obvious, and we need help, and it would sure be good if the federal government was figuring out ways to help us instead of ways to put roadblocks in front of us.
Several other states are talking with Canadians about purchasing lower-cost drugs. Wisconsin is in the early stages of working with neighboring states on the issue. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.